This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House spokesperson tells Fox News she's cautiously optimistic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving towards a deal on coronavirus stimulus. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, representing President Donald Trump, are still trying to come to an agreement on a new relief package. She said Sunday it would have to be reached within the next 48 hours or it won't get done before the national presidential election November 3rd. The two officials have been unable to reach a deal even as the number of coronavirus cases is surging again in the U.S. and the economic recovery has slowed. According to an assessment by AP, the U.S. Congress is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus relief before the November 3rd election, with differences between the two sides proving insurmountable. European Central Bank's chief Christine Lagarde said Monday it was crucial for the EU's $881 billion coronavirus recovery plan to succeed as new epidemic-busting measures weigh heavily on the bloc's economy. The money in the fund must be dispersed as soon as possible, she told Le Monde newspaper. She said in an article published on the newspaper's website, if the money does not reach down into the real economy, quote, then we will have missed a historic opportunity to change direction, end quote. The plan is unprecedented in its scope and commitments. Poland is opening a field hospital at Warsaw's landmark National Stadium and will bring in the army to handle drive-through coronavirus testing facilities amid a surge in new infections that threatens to overwhelm the healthcare system. Officials said the Law and Justice government was in talks with private medical facilities to provide beds and wards for coronavirus patients and plan to double the base salaries of state health workers. From Washington, this is VOA News. The head of Poland's